What is going on, guys? Cameron here with the Lawn Care Life in Missouri. I'm doing a little truck talk podcast. That's typically what I do in between jobs or just out and about throughout the day. Maybe early in the morning before I head out, I usually just hop on the podcast, hit record, and just talk about what's up, what's going on here in the Lawn Care Life of Missouri. So it's a very, very windy out, and I'm riding in this box truck, so probably a little bit of road noise, but if that's what you hear, that's what I'm doing. I've got about a 30-minute windshield time to head to my next lawn, so I thought I'd hop on here real quick and do a little podcast. So anyways, hope you guys are doing well. If you're new to the podcast, thanks so much for hopping on here and checking out the podcast. For you guys that are returning, I appreciate it so much. Thanks for the continued support, and thanks for the messages that I've received here lately. I haven't had a chance to upload many podcasts, so been out of town and all that, just getting back into the swing of things, and so here we are back on the podcast. Been a little bit, but anyways, I've been running a lawn care business here locally for the past 22 years, and just try to share with you guys like what's up, what's going on in the lawn care life here in my area, and maybe it'll resonate with you guys, and maybe you guys will be like, man, I'm going through the same thing right now. So right now, man, it's a spring rush, and I don't know if you guys have started or not. I got to turn some AC on, man. It's getting toasty in here. Pretty cool outside, but the cab over truck, man, a lot of sun gets in here and it warms the cab up pretty easy. But anyways, I don't know what you guys have going on in your business right now. I don't know if you guys are like doing snow removal. I talked to Aaron Sutter over there at Mowing in the Dark podcast, and he was saying that this Friday there's a chance of a little bit of snow accumulation, maybe like 3 inches. So he's going to have to see if, what the temperature is on the ground there and see if anything like sticks and see if he has to get out there with the plow. I think he may have had it off, but it sounded like he put it back on because got a little snow rolling in this weekend. So anyways, maybe doing some snow removal. I don't know what you guys are up to. Maybe doing cleanups. I had another buddy up north. He was talking about another chance of snow rolling through his area. So I know guys up there and maybe in the northeast got a little chance for accumulation maybe. But where we're at, man, we're like 2 weeks early. Typically, it's like the last week of March, first of April before we even get started. And this year, we're about 2 weeks early. So we're already out and about and getting some lawns cleaned up and slicking them down. This week has been the first week for me to get out there with the mowers and start cutting the grass. So it's been fun, man. I've been looking forward to it. I like the cold weather, but after a couple of months, man, I'm like, all right, let's get some warm weather back in here and let's get a good sweat going on and get out there and cut some grass, get a little workout in, and get some sunshine, man. See some sunshine. It was, we had a pretty good winter. Wasn't too bad at all, honestly. We got some snow for about a week. And then other than that, man, it was pretty mild. Or I should say it was pretty dry. We didn't get a whole lot of snow or rain after that, and so I was able to do quite a bit of work doing fall cleanups or winter cleanups at that point, early spring cleanups, and get out there and clean up some sticks, nuts, leaves, all that stuff. So it worked out pretty well. Now we're into the swing of things. It's pretty well the beginning stages of mowing, and so a lot of those lawns are real scraggly. We don't have a lot of fertilization here and weed control, so this time of year you'll have a lot of weeds pop up early, not a whole lot of grass, a little bit of fescues already growing pretty good. So if you got a nice thick lawn of fescue, it's probably popping up there and growing pretty good right now. So that's kind of where I'm at. the Bermuda, of course, is way off. It's probably not going to really green up until mid-April. Usually it's like second week of April before the Bermuda starts turning. So it's a little behind. But anyways, we're able to get out there and thankfully get some mowing in. So that's what we've been doing this whole week. It's what, 4 days into this week, I think. Yeah, we've been getting quite a bit done. So I've been happy with the way things have been going. I've been running the Wright ZK autonomous mower. That's helped out a ton. They have some new features there on that mower that just makes it much, much more efficient. They call it the 3.0 update. So right now they have a 3.0 software update. And some of the things, some of the features that they've added, which has really helped me out on the bigger lawns that I use this mower on, is it's called a keep out zone. So last year, you know, a couple of my properties, we may have like a PVC pipe sticking up, or a sewer cap, or a like a stump, a random stump out in the middle of the yard, or a guy wire. So I have a lot of bigger properties, and you may have two or three of these things in a big open property. And so in order to get that lawn mowed, like the mower can pick up a telephone pole, a tree, a person, you know, anything of size, it can pick all that up. But if it's something small that's low to the ground and relatively small, hold on one second here. Got a little something in the road here. Anyways, not a big deal, but if it's something small, you know, like those things I mentioned, it cannot pick those up. So last year, what I would do, I had some pop-up blockers. They're like waist tall, chest tall, just cylinders that are about 4 feet tall. I had to put those like out by these obstacles, like the stump, the sewer cap, the PVC pipe, all these little things laying in the ground or sticking up out of the ground. These little pop-up blockers, about 4 feet tall, little cylinders, about the size of a big around as a steering wheel. I had to put those out there. And when the mower sees those pop-up blockers, it just knows to go out around it. So, you know, it just mows back and forth. It sees the pop-up blockers. It gets up to them, just goes out around them, and doesn't run over the stump, doesn't run over the sewer cap, doesn't run over the PVC pipe, all those small things. But this year, the new update with the 3.0, Green Tea 3.0 update, it basically has a keep-out zone. So once you map your lawn, I can map it. Like the first time I get there, I'll map it. And then each time after that, I don't have to map it. I just put the mower inside the map, hit mow on the remote, and it's ready. So, you know, this year, all I have to do is put the mower inside that map when I show up to a property. And then if I have like any of those areas where I want the mower to keep out, I just go up to like the stump and get like two mower widths away from the stump. Same thing with the sewer cap and the PVC pipe. And I just make like a circle around the stump, sewer cap, PVC pipe, and just go out around it, like stay like two mower widths away from it, giving enough distance for any type of overlap or anything like that. And so now they have this keep out zone, and I drive the mower up to those objects, and I pull my phone out, pull the Green Tea app up, and I hit keep out zone. And once I hit that, I can go around those objects, and it makes a circle around those objects, and it knows to keep out of those areas. So on some of the properties, I may have four or five of those, some of them two or three. And so I've been playing around with that, and that's been working really well. It's a lot more efficient than, it doesn't sound like much, you know. Getting like a pop-up blocker, I'd had like three, I think I had four of them last year. And so you know, when I showed up to the property, I had to get the bag out with the pop-up blockers. They have, like, bean bags in the bottom of them to weight them, to keep them from, like, tipping over. And if the wind was blowing real strong, occasionally you'd have one that would, like, fall over. Now, the mower did see them when it was, like, laying on the ground, but at the same time, sometimes the wind was blowing so hard it kind of moved them around a little bit. So it was one of those things where I was like, I don't think it'll blow it far enough away from, like, the stump or the PVC pipe or the sewer cap. But at the same time, I'm like, I got to make sure that this pop-up blocker doesn't get blown too far, because if it does and the mower doesn't see it, it doesn't need to run over a stump or a sewer cap or the PVC pipe. So I had to really be cautious and be careful and just aware of the mower, where it was at, and aware of the pop-up blockers to make sure they were in place and secure and not moving around and going anywhere. I tried putting two bean bags in those pop-up blockers at the bottom of them, and they would still, with the wind, they would, because they're so tall, they're like maybe four and a half feet tall. The wind would just blow them over sometimes, so that didn't always work. And so this year, I don't have to worry about the pop-up blockers. Last year, it would take, I mean, I don't know, I messed with them probably 15 minutes just putting all three of them out, and setting them up, and putting the bag back. And then when you got done, you had to do the same thing, you know, put them back up. So it did take a little time to do that. But now, I think things are going to be much more efficient because I can get the mower out there. I can just, you know, the first initial time, make like as many keep out zones that I need. And then the next time I show up to the property, I just hit mow on the remote and I don't have to map out the keep out zones, you know, after the first time. So second time I show up to the property, I should be able to unload the mower, just put it within that boundary on that map, hit mow, and it should be set. So, and also with new features, you know, you try to watch, you look at it, make sure it's like doing its thing and doing like what it's supposed to do, and you kind of see how close it gets to the objects and see if your keep out zone's big enough or it needs to be smaller, or if it's right where it needs to be. And I thought I did pretty good on the keep out zones. I could have probably gotten away with doing it a little closer, but at the same time, these are things that the mower does not need to hit. So I just decided to, I don't know, kind of go above and beyond as far as mapping out the keep out zones and making them a little bit bigger and wider than they probably need to be. I could probably gotten away with making them much smaller, which would have saved me a little bit of time, like cleaning it up after the mowing's done. You just go and you mow around those areas, like the stump, the sewer cap, PVC pipe. Or you can do it while the mower's doing its thing, if you're on another mower. Or a lot of times, I'll do it like at the very, very beginning. I'll just go around it, and then when the mower gets over there to mow, it's, you know, when it finishes up, I'm pretty well done. It just depends. So anyways, that's the new update, one of the new updates. There's three updates. Excuse me. I haven't messed with any of the others. Let's see if I can even remember what the others are right now. I know the keep out zone was like the most important thing for me. I thought it'd make it more efficient for me to get out there and mow with that new feature. But can't think. Oh, I know what the other one is. There's another one that's called Go-To. So the Go-To feature is basically, I have a lot of big properties. There may be like an office building or a driveway or something in between. You guys know how it is. You got like a front yard, a side yard, a backyard. The Go-To button, basically you hit that and you can send that mower like wherever you want. So, you know, in the past, like last year or whatever, I would be mowing on the Wright ZXT, the sit-down mower, and then I would have the autonomous mower out mowing a different area. And so, whenever the mower would get done mowing, a certain area, I just take the remote out, and I would physically like move the remote control to drive the mower to the next map, like the next area. If it was mowing in the front yard and I wanted it to go to the backyard, and maybe I was mowing over on the side of the yard, I would just take the remote out and I would drive that mower from the front yard around the side and into the backyard. And then once I got like in that map in the backyard, I would just hit mow and it would just do its thing. Well, this year they have a new feature. It's called Go To, and basically what you can do, when you get done mowing the front yard, you can just hit Go To and put it on your phone on the Greensy app, and you can show the mower where you want it to go, and it will figure out a way to go from the front yard around the side and into the back. It's crazy. So no more getting the remote control out and physically like driving the mower around the side and into the back and placing it where it needs to go. I can just simply click or tap on my phone where I want the mower to go, and it will go from the front yard to the backyard or wherever you want to put it. And so I thought that was a really neat feature that they added, really, really cool feature, and should make it much more efficient. Now I can just take out the phone and I can hit go to and show the app where I want it to go, and then the mower will just cruise over there to that area, and then I can hit mow and just keep on doing my thing. So it's one of those things where it's very new. I think this is the third or fourth year that it's kind of they've had it, you know, that they've had the mower out. And I think they first started selling it maybe last year. But anyways, this year, 3 or 4 years later, every year I've noticed that they've made progress on it. They've made it much more efficient. When it first came out, it was like, this is kind of a concept, but not really where it needs to be efficient for a lawn guy to get out there and use in his business. But now, you know, a couple of years, 2 or 3 years down the road, it's to a point now where it's like, wow, this is a thing, you know. And they're constantly able to update it because with it being like a software-based system, they can update the software and tweak it just like you upgrade your iOS on your phone or upgrade your operating system on your computer or Mac or whatever you got. Same thing with this mower. They can update all this stuff and tweak it and fix bugs and all that stuff online. And so you get a machine and they're constantly tweaking it, making it better. And I just can't even imagine what it's going to be like a year from now. I think they've made huge improvements over the last, you know, 6 months or so. Going into 2024, right now, it's pretty amazing what this thing can do. And it's only going to get better because they're super smart guys doing all this stuff. They've got a lot of experience and just a lot of hard work goes into doing something like this, and they're dedicated, and like this is their passion, this is what they want to do, they want to accomplish, and they're working with the manufacturers. Greensy Technology is the one that powers the whole autonomous mower thing, and they're working with Wright Mowers, and they've really come up with just a really smooth machine. I just actually used it on a property that I didn't use it on, but maybe a couple times last year, and it's, you know, the software, the system, just the whole thing is a lot more, just a lot smoother this year. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to try it on this property, and the first time I mowed this property for this year, and it's a tiny, tiny area. I mean, it's super tiny. It's probably, I don't know, it was probably 50 by 50, you know, little block. And I said, I'm going to put it out there, let us do its thing. It's pretty damp here still. We haven't dried out 100% yet, so the ditches are wet. And I thought, I will trim down in the ditch where, you know, it's a little too damp, a little too wet. And I'll trim down there while the mower does its thing over here. and just see how it does. You know, it's property that I don't typically use it on because it's so small. But I thought, you know, if I can get all the trimming done in this ditch and have that mower out there working and taking care of this area over here while I trim the ditch, I'm like, I'll just do that. So that's what I ended up doing, man, and it worked really well. It took me like 23 minutes, I think, to mow that property. There was another area that I had to mow myself just simply because it was a little bit too narrow. It would only make like 3 or 4 passes and then you would be done. That's probably way too small to put a machine like this on. I mean, you want something, the bigger the better. I mean, it's much more efficient on the bigger properties than it is a small property like that. But just thought I'd try it out. Man, it works really well. I was impressed with it. And so spring rush is here, man. The mowing started. I'm going to try to use the autonomous mower more and more on my properties this year and really come up with a good game plan to get out there and to you know, use it to my advantage. You know, I've got this machine for another season. Wright was nice enough to allow me to use this machine. I didn't buy it. I'm just using it, testing it out, trying it out, giving some feedback, and just sharing with the lawn care community what's out there, what's available. So they were nice enough to let me use it last year along with the Wright ZXT, and they're nice enough to allow me to use it again this year. So super thankful for them, appreciative of that. And yeah, just going to see how the Wright ZK autonomous mower does the rest of the season. So that's just kind of update here, man. We're mowing, got the right mowers out there, and just going to see, you know, with the Wright ZK autonomous mower, you know, how many lawns can I mow this year? How much more efficient can I be this year using that mower? So we'll see, man. We'll see. I dabbled with it a little bit last year. This year, I think it's way more efficient, and I think it will definitely help me out on a lot of these lawns that I take care of. So if you guys want to follow along on that and just kind of see the videos, see some of the footage that I post and I share on social media, you can check me out online, Instagram, The Lawn Care Life of Missouri. Same thing on Facebook and YouTube. And you'll see a little bit of content on there of me running the autonomous ZK mower. So check it out and let me know what you guys think. But anyways, I'm out of here, guys. I am just pulled into my next job and I got to get out of here and I got to get stuff done. So whatever you're doing, man, hope you're having a good day, whether it's snow plowing, whether it's leaf cleanup, spring cleanup, out there mowing, whatever it is, man, just enjoy the day. Know that God's giving you this this day for a reason, and just use it the best to honor and glorify Him, man. So I'll catch you guys in the next one. Hope you have a good day, and as always, hey, God provides.